Two new indie films, Passages and Shortcomings, open this weekend. Critic Bob Mondello says both center their stories on filmmakers who lead disruptive, messy lives.
You're likely to take an instant dislike to Tomas in Passages.
Stop. What are you doing with your hands?
We meet him on the set of a film he's directing, dissatisfied with everything and everyone.
This is just a transition moment, but we are turning it into a huge drama moment. Because you're not able to make some simple steps down the staircase. Everybody's waiting for you.
At an after party, things aren't all that different. He snaps at his husband, Martin.
Can you at least try not to look so bored? We're trying to celebrate here.
Thomas, I just don't feel like dancing.
It's my party and my husband doesn't want to dance with me.
I'll dance with you.
Agathe is beautiful, and Thomas ends up doing more than just dancing with her. A fact he's openly boastful about when he comes home to Martin the next morning.
You know what I was doing last night?
No, but whatever it was, you sound very excited.
I had sex with a woman. Can I tell you about it, please?
The arrogance is breathtaking. Toxic, really. And you see the pain in Martin's eyes even as he swallows it.
It's fine, Thomas, it's fine. This always happens when you finish a film, you just forget.
It's actually not fine this time, and things get complicated. Agathe will soon be just as bruised as Martin, and director Ira Sachs makes sure the cause of their suffering suffers too, though Thomas is so self-absorbed it sometimes takes him a while to realize how royally he's screwing up. In a film shoot where power dynamics are on his side, Thomas can be as petulant as he wants. In life, when that behavior ends up driving people away, he doesn't get to edit the outcome.
Screening tonight went really well.
Why are you here?
I wanted to tell you first. No, come on, let's have a drink.
No, you can't stay here.
Have a drink, come on.
No, you can't stay.
One toast, come on. It was really great. People were clapping.
No clapping in real life. So many passages to growing up. So little progress. At least his movie was a hit. In Shortcomings, a hit movie feels like an affront to Ben when he attends a Crazy Rich Asian-style comedy at an Asian American film festival, though his girlfriend Miko suspects he might just be jealous.
We've waited a long time to see ourselves reflected in
a garish mainstream rom-com that glorifies a capitalistic fantasy of vindication through wealth and materialism.
Okay, I guess I thought you might be able to see, like, beyond your own snobby tastes.
Have we just met?
Ha! It's a game changer, okay? And now, when you or some other Asian American filmmaker wants to make a movie that's cooler or more artsy or whatever, and they're suddenly able to get funding, well, they should get down on their knees and bow down to that garish mainstream hit that cleared the way for them.
Ben's not a bowing down kind of guy. He manages a failing San Francisco art house cinema and complains about everything, really. As when Miko says she's gotten an internship in Manhattan.
Trust me, New York is overrated. It's so gentrified now.
How many times have you even been there?
Are we counting layovers? Look, it doesn't matter. There's no way I'm moving to New York for 3 months, all right?
I wasn't really asking you to.
Okay, time to regroup. Miko's no sooner departed for New York than Ben is commiserating with his lesbian pal Alice about dating one of his employees.
Ew, how old is she?
23, 24, 25. Probably the same age as your waitress.
Okay, that's different.
How is that different?
Everything's less creepy without the hetero power dynamics.
He plays the indie Alice. Filmmaker's sympathy card on a date with someone else.
He's trying to be the next Eric Rohmer or something. But I had to accept eventually that I was just the current Ben Tagawa.
Plays a more abrasive card on yet another date and gets told off in no uncertain terms.
One day, I hope you'll understand that this really is just about you.
Working from a graphic novel by Adrian Tamine, director and comedian Randall Park has framed Ben, who's played by Justin H. Min, as charming, clever, a committed contrarian, and a bit of a jerk, a man-child of the sort who back in the early aughts used to populate Judd Apatow comedies like Knocked Up. Park keeps the tone light and the patter clever enough that though Ben sometimes seems nearly as clueless as Tomas does in Passages, he's a lot easier to take in Shortcomings, despite his shortcomings. I'm Bob Mondello.